Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 23rd of April. Christ's Indignation at Their Unbelief. When Martha was directly asked by Jesus, she did not confess her faith that he was the resurrection and the life. Rather, she deflected his question by stating her belief that he was the Son of God who had come into the world. She then excused herself from the conversation with Jesus. She went her way and secretly called her sister, saying, "The teacher has come and is calling for you." Martha's actions were manipulative, as she knew that Mary's expectations of Christ mirrored her own. Indeed, when Mary arrived at the place where Jesus had spoken with Martha, she fell down at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." These were the same words with which Martha had earlier addressed Jesus. When Jesus heard these words and witnessed her weeping, John recorded that he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. This translation does not adequately reflect the nature of Christ's response. He was moved to indignation and literally shook with rage at her unbelief. As he then came to the tomb, Jesus made this same response to the Jews, who said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" Even after Christ had declared that he was the resurrection and the life, Martha was reticent to move the stone away from the entrance of the tomb because of the likely stench that is associated with a corpse that was 4 days old. Christ's response to Martha indicated that their unbelief concerning resurrection life in mortality and in relation to their house was the source of his indignation. Their unbelief and the hardness of their hearts was getting in the way of resurrection life coming to their brother. He said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Evidently, they were not yet believers. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 11 verse 28, John chapter 11 verses 32 and 33, John chapter 11 verses 37 and 38, and John chapter 11 verse 40. For further study, Hebrews chapter 3.